It is Good Friday, and today we meditate on Jesus' death on a cross. The crucifixion of Jesus is at the center of the Christian faith, and by meditating on the cross, we hope to come closer to the mystery of the faith. The collect for Fridays says, Almighty God, whose dear Son went not up to joy, but first he suffered pain and entered not into glory before he was crucified, mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace. And so today on Good Friday, we come to remember the last hours of Jesus' life and meditate on those hours so that we might find life and peace, as the collect says. So today we contemplate the cross. We remember the last hours of Jesus' life. We remember the Last Supper, where he had his last meal with his disciples. He gave them the bread and the wine as a continuing sacrament to be remembered through the ages. We remember how he washed his disciples' feet as a way of showing them servanthood, how he gave them a new commandment to love one another, and how he told them about the coming of the Holy Spirit. Think what it must have been like for Jesus to be there with his friends in a close and safe circle, but knowing that in very short order he was going to be taken away. How hard it must have been to be there with his friends, to give the piece of bread to Judas and watch him go out to betray him. We remember that Jesus went out in the garden to pray, and how Judas came then with the soldiers and the guards to arrest Jesus and take him away. How hard it must have been to see the betrayal of his friend and disciple. Anyone who's ever been betrayed knows how hard that is. And to be pushed roughly along by the soldiers and the guards through the night, going off into who knows where, leaving that glow of the Last Supper behind. Priests, or the guards and the soldiers, take him to the chief priest's house, and he's questioned there. They are hostile questions. They are accusations from the highest authorities in the religious sphere, and how hard it must have been to have heard their questionings and their demands. These are the most important figures, and they are questioning him. Questioning continues all through the night, and Jesus surely became more and more exhausted as the time went on. And then at the end of that interrogation, they took him to Pilate's headquarters. And now we are entering into the stronghold, the very center of the Roman power that's in Jerusalem. Pilate is not a nice man. He is a hardened bureaucrat. He has had to make many hard decisions about how to use Roman force. He's no stranger to power. He questions Jesus. He does not want to be in this situation, but he is stuck. And Jesus has to contend with this hardened man, face to face, mind to mind. And Jesus stands up to him. Pilate's fear and ambivalence and his power are evident. And finally, Pilate brings him out to the crowd and shows him to the crowd as if he's some kind of a spectacle to be looked at. And he says, "Here is your king," making a mockery of him. And the people shout out, "Crucify him." And so Pilate brings him back in, and there inside the headquarters, Jesus' clothes are taken off and he stands there naked, and the soldiers make fun of him. These are Roman soldiers. They've been trained to do difficult and cruel tasks. They've been hardened by their service in the Roman army. And for them, this is just a sport to make fun of a local man. So they hit him and jeer at him and mock him. They put a crown of thorns on his head, which they think is really funny, but it causes the blood to flow down his face. They put a red robe on him, a purple robe, to make fun of him, as if he were some kind of important person like a king. How hard it must have been to endure the mocking and the insults of these rough men. And then they flog him with a whip that's designed to cause the most intense pain and draw blood. Many people barely survive the flogging itself. And then he's forced to carry his cross through the streets. Even though he's exhausted and he's weak, he's thirsty, he falls, he's staggering. People along the way laugh at him and jeer and make fun of him. And he knows he's going to his crucifixion. They get to the place of Golgotha, and the soldiers lay him out on the beam, and they nail his hands to the cross and his feet to the cross. The intensity of the pain must have been overwhelming. And then they lift the cross so that he's hanging from the nails, and he can barely get his breath. Between the nails and the suffocation, the pain is intense. Crucifixion is designed to be the worst torture that human beings can think of. And he hangs there on the cross for 3 hours. He's thirsty, he's tormented, he's in pain, till finally he says those words, "It is finished." The pain is over. The suffering is over, but also his life is over, his mission has been accomplished, everything has been done, it is finished. All this Jesus does without any hatred or recrimination or any anger or bitterness. He goes to his death like a lamb. A tremendous strength of character that must have taken to not lash out. So what the cross shows us is Jesus' great love for all human beings, great love for the world. By suffering on the cross, what Jesus did was to identify with anyone who has ever suffered in the world. He identifies with the homeless people on the street who have no place to sleep. He identifies with victims of abuse and domestic violence, people who have endured hitting and worse. He identifies with the victims of the drug cartels in Nicaragua. He identifies with those people who are starving in Yemen. He identifies with every person who is in a time of distress or pain or at the time of death. In Jesus on the cross, we see the love of God for the world. Hymn 474, "When I survey the wondrous cross," the third verse says, "See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown?" On the cross, Jesus shows us the love of God. God is not remote or uncaring or far off, but God is here among us, with us, always, caring for us. God suffers when we suffer. That's what the cross tells us. So when I look at the cross, what I see is God's love poured out for us. The cross is at the center of the Christian faith. Every Sunday, we remember the sacrifice of Jesus at the Holy Eucharist. We remember how God sent Jesus to live and die as one of us, to take on our human flesh, to reconcile the world to God. We remember how Jesus stretched out his arms on the cross and offered himself a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. And we repeat the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Every Sunday we remember the crucifixion and the death of Christ because it is the means of our salvation. It's the center part of the Christian faith. Without the cross, Christianity is just sentimentality and good intentions. It's the cross that makes Christianity so compelling and says so much to the human soul. So today we remember the sacrifice of Jesus for the whole world. We remember the suffering of all human beings and the earth. And in a moment we will lift them up to God as we pray the solemn collects. And we pray that the whole world and us will be reconciled to God. Amen.